President of France Macron, German Chancellor Scholz, Prime Minister of Italy Draghi, and President of Romania Iohannis visited Ukraine. All four of us support granting Ukraine the status of a candidate for EU membership. It is linked to the roadmap, but it can be developed in the context of the neighborhood policy towards Moldova. We hope that the European Council will make this decision unanimously, Macron said. In addition, Macron and Scholz made it clear that France and Germany would not negotiate behind the backs of the Ukrainian authorities and would not demand that Ukraine make territorial concessions. We stand with the Ukrainian men and women without any ambiguity, Macron said. By the way, Macron is expected to sign soon an order to provide the Ukrainian troops with 6 additional 155mm Caesar howitzers. In turn, Scholz said that Germany was in favor of sending weapons to Ukraine. Berlin will provide Ukraine with weapons as long as it needs them, in particular, to send Iris air defense systems. The leaders also received from Ukraine a full package of proposals on sanctions against Russia, prepared by the International McFall-Yermak Group. Natalia Tolib. Photo credit. President's Office.